1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I've heard of the Cincinnati Bengals being sued because they're not a good football team. I've heard of bands like Creed and one other band, I forget, that got sued. Oh, yeah, Limp Bizkit, because the fans didn't think they were any good. This is the first baseball team that a fan is contemplating a lawsuit against. The team, the Chicago Cubs, and the gentleman you have on the phone from Corona, California, is Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor. You are threatening a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, correct, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, Phil, this would be brought against the not only the Chicago Cubs baseball club, also the Tribune Company, and who are co-owners in the Chicago Sports Authority.
Do you have a monetary figure?
We are considering a figure of $200 million.
And you've included also another individual, Roy Hutchins?
That is correct. We've also drawn Scobie Bryant into the lawsuit as well, because we feel that his influence in the news media had a lot to do with the ultimate pain and suffering that I think a lot of sports fans are feeling, especially Cub fans.
Well, what is it exactly your attorney's going to show when she goes into this courtroom?
Well, we'll show that the Cubs, the Chicago Cub Baseball Club, have lied about how good they are. We will show that their inept play has caused emotional pain and inability to earn a living for many Cub fans. We will also show that they have played just good enough to induce millions of Americans to wager large amounts of money on their success, only to get robbed of that money.
You mentioned the incident the other night where the fan interfered with the ball.
Yes, sir. If you look at that play on the replay, you would think that the Cubs were going to disappoint their fans again because it looked like that interference would have caused them to lose the game. But I took that as an omen, and a lot of Cub fans are that positive. I took that as an omen that they would win, and that's just another mountain for them to climb. So as a result, I subsequently wagered with this gentleman, Mr. Roy Hutchins, and I subsequently lost, and I was forced into a position where I could humiliate myself.
All right, now, to clear up, Roy Hutchins is a neighbor of yours, correct?
He is my next-door neighbor, yes, sir.
And did you lose, you lost money to Mr. Hutchins?
No, sir, I did not.
What was the wager?
We had a wager on this final game last evening, one which the Cubs led me to believe would be won, because everyone said that it was for sure. The Cubs have not won a World Series since 1908, and if ever there was a team destined, this was it. So I wagered with this man.
Well, can I ask you again? It wasn't monetary, right? It wasn't.
No, sir, it wasn't. The wager was, and it was completely ridiculous, and there was no way that it would happen. He said that if I lost the wager, that he was having a costume party at his home on Halloween, and that he wanted to go dressed as Kobe Bryant, and that I would have to go dressed as the girl that Kobe Bryant supposedly raped. It was obviously sexist and against women.
Did you agree to this wager, sir? That you would dress up as the woman that Kobe Bryant had sex with?
If
you lost the bet on the game last night.
Yes, sir, and because there was no way the Cubs were going to lose. And they lost last night, and as of this morning, I received a phone call, and I told my attorney, and I wrote down, which I consider to be harassment.
With a phone call from who?
This was from Mr. Hutchins.
And what did he say?
He hung up the phone after he said, bend over the chair and drop your panties.
All right. Is this why you've included Mr. Bryant in your lawsuit, sir?
Yes, sir, because Mr. Bryant, by his notoriety, induced Mr. Hutchins to humiliate me and lead me to believe that he wants to rape me or...
All right, Mr. Bozell, this neighbor may be having a joke on your diehard love of the Chicago Cubs, that's all.
Well, maybe, but why did he call my house a few hours ago? As well, he's saying things like, you're not going to tell anyone, are you? You're not going to tell anyone, are you? And that's what Mr. Bryant is alleged to have said. And then he made what can only be described as a grunting sound. He hung up.
You say you've been humiliated by the Chicago Cubs.
That is correct. As have millions of Cub fans.
As well as a next-door neighbor who you wagered the Cubs would win the game last night, or you'd dress up as the woman that Kobe Bryant had sex with, and he'd dress as Kobe, and you'd go to a costume party together, correct?
Yes, sir. And I didn't think that he was serious.
But you were so certain the Cubs are going to win the game. Just hold on.
That is correct, sir, and I didn't think at the time he's going to hold me to it.
All right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This man is considering suing the Chicago Cubs for losing because they have disappointed their fans yet again. Since 1945, Mr. Bozell, the Cubs have not been to a World Series.
That is correct. They have not been to a World Series since 1908. And the law of averages would say that they would win a World Series or get to the World Series. The law of averages would say that. So when I bet Mr.
That's what I want to get to, the Mr. Hutchins bet, and we'll get to the Cubs. You bet Mr. Hutchins that you'd dress up in this ridiculous manner.
And this was an attempt to humiliate me, and also it was against women.
All right, but you bet him that you would dress up in this ridiculous manner, and he'd dress up like Kobe Bryant. You'd go together, and you lost the bet. And now you're claiming that you shouldn't have to pay the bet off because it's...
Well, I have no intention. I'm suing him for humiliating me. I'm suing Mr. Kobe Bryant for humiliating me as well. Also, we are suing the Cubs because they're liars, and I think it's time that everybody know it. We'll show that they played bad, which has caused emotional pain, and my inability to earn a living for a lot of Cub fans, not just me. I have made wagers of a lot of money down through the years, and I've lost those wagers as well.
You have a figure here in the neighborhood of $120,000?
That is the...
That's the amount of money that you figure you've lost on Cub bets over the years?
Yes, sir.
Are you asking the Cubs to reimburse you?
Oh, absolutely. Now, we are prepared, through my attorney, Dolores Blandengame of Riverside, California, to take this to the California Supreme Court. We can do it. We can go federal with this. We can do whatever they want to do. But the Chicago Cubs have made me look like a fool, and they've made a lot of other people look like a fool. And not only that, I'm $120,000 liar today since the day I set eyes on them. Number two, I have an individual who is treating me like a rape, you know, like he raped me, and he wants me to dress up like I'm a, you know, his little girl.
Well, but that was the bet that you guys made. You know, men make bets a lot. I mean, they're silly bets, and they always have something to do with one guy dressing up. And
well, I'm aware of that, but there's no way I was going to lose this bet.
Well, but when you made that bet, you didn't consider the possibility that the Cubs might lose?
Sir, there's no reason why the Cubs should have lost that game last night, except for the fact that they're liars, that they don't...
Are you saying the Cubs know how bad they are, but they lie to their fans?
I
mean, that's what you're saying. You're saying that the Cubs know how terrible they are, but they're lying to their fans about how terrible they are. If that's the case, how did they make it to the National League Championship?
I don't know. And that's the part that I think is so devious about this. The Cubs are liars, and they're lying to me, and they're making me look like a fool along with all other Cub fans, and I think they know what they're doing. I can't understand it. No other team. You look at the Florida Marlins, they're about ready to win their second World Series, and they haven't been around since, I mean, like 2 years ago or whatever.
Well, the Marlins started, I think, in 95.
I'm sorry?
The Marlins started in 95, but your point's made.
Yeah, 1995. Oh, my God. How humiliating is that for me to be a Cub fan? And on top of that, Mr. Hutchins, I will tell you that my son and my daughter both made a couple of statements which I blame on Roy Hutchins.
And what did they say?
They asked if they heard about the bet, and they want to know what color panties I was going to wear and the Halloween costume. This has humiliated me in front of my children.
Okay, hold on for a minute, Mr. Bozell. Stephen Bozell suing the Chicago Cubs for $200 million because he says they're liars, they know how bad they are, and they don't tell their fans. He's suing Roy Hutchins, his next-door neighbor, who won a bet with him on last night's game. Mr. Bozell here is going to have to go dressed as the woman that Kobe Bryant had sex with to a Halloween party. He's also suing Kobe Bryant because his notoriety caused this next-door neighbor to come up with this idea of Steve dressing as a rape victim. He also says that his children have humiliated him. His son asking him, what color panties are you going to wear to the party, Dad? All of this coming down to the fact that he is also asking, by the way, did you see this one, Chris? He's asking for $120,000 in lost wager money that he lost on the Cubs over the years. This is, like I say, a lawsuit that is unique, but fans are starting to sue ball clubs because they're no good. This man not only wants to sue him, he wants his money back on bets that he's made. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steve Bozell with us. You lost the bet. You lost the bet on the Cub game last night, Mr. Bozell. Your neighbor wants you to dress like the woman Kobe Bryant had sex with, and he's going to dress like Kobe Bryant. Why is that humiliating? You think it's because he considers you to be what?
Well, I think it's obvious, sir.
Yeah. In other words, he considers you to be his little girl.
The kids say he thinks that I'm his bitch. Because I lost this bet. My daughter, who I love very much, just called me on my cell phone, and she's laughing with her friends and said, Daddy, Grandma has a pretty dress that might fit you. And she's laughing, and Grammy has a pretty dress. And all I can do is just, I pulled over to the side of the road, and I just broke down. Because it's so humiliating.
All right, a $200 million lawsuit against the Chicago Cubs that this man is... Sir, I understand you're upset, okay?
Yes, sir.
But we need to move on with the phone calls here.
Yes, sir, I understand it.
$200 million, and a friend said you got to dress up like Kobe Bryant's girlfriend or that woman that he allegedly had sex with. 1-800-449-8686. Deanna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
I'm sorry for Mr. Bozell, but I think he's causing himself even more pain and suffering by going ahead with this lawsuit because no one forced him to agree to this bet, and he's done this on his own accord, and he's just making even more of a fool of himself
by
going ahead with this. No one made you do it.
Okay.
No one made you make bets over the years, so that is your loss.
Wrong.
That is your doing.
All right, I see that differently, ma'am. First of all, the Cubs go all over the place saying how good they are. We're good at this, we're good at that, we're so great, we're so great. After a while, people have a reason to believe it. And they're liars, and I bet all that money. Look at all the people that were crying last night who thought the Cubs are going to win. And then they're crying. Why? Because the Cubs lied to them and played bad. So I think they owe the fans some money. On top of that, my next-door neighbor thinks I'm his jail bitch, and excuse my language.
Yeah, remember you're talking to a lady.
I'm sorry, but he wants me to get into a dress?
I'm sorry, sir, but still, you agreed to that bet. You know, if you made the bet and said that, yes, I will do this,
right,
then he's just holding you to what you said. I mean, I don't agree with the man calling you and saying what he did. That was disrespectful, but... If you made the bet and said that you would go through with this, expect to pay up.
What about
and the fans should know that no matter how good someone says they are, they could always lose. That's how competition works.
That's true. And
what about my own son saying, oh, what color panties are you going to wear, Daddy?
Well, that's your son showing disrespect to you.
Yes.
He should not do that.
Yeah. Tell him,
that's an issue that you should take up with your children because they should not... They should respect you as their father and not make fun of you.
Yeah.
But yes, but then again, the ball club is not responsible for that. And neither is Kobe Bryant. He does not know you. He cannot affect your life unless you allow him to.
Well, if the minute he pulled that girl's dress up, he sucked me into his life.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
You sucked yourself into his life.
Right. Deanna, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Rod, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Who is this?
I'm Phil Hendry.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
And your guest name is?
Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bozell, you don't know me, but my name's Rod, and I just got done listening to what you were talking about.
My name's Stephen Bozell, sir.
I'm sorry, Stephen. You're thinking about suing the Cubs and Kobe Bryant for this stuff that you're betting on.
Well, yeah, but the Cubs have been telling everybody how good they are, and they're not good.
Well, it's a game, bud. I mean, come on, wake up and smell the coffee. You're betting on a game. There is nothing in this world that is guaranteed, and you're taking it to the court system saying that everything that is put in front of me is guaranteed. You need to wake up, buddy.
Well,
it is not guaranteed.
First of all, Kobe Bryant would never have, I'd never care about him until he sucked me into his life the minute he pulled that skirt up on that girl. Now, all of a sudden, he's got me involved.
And you're suing Kobe Bryant for something that people are accusing him of doing, which may or may not have happened, and you're going to sue him for that?
I'm suing him because my next-door neighbor, as terms of the bet that I lost, wants me to dress like the girl that Kobe Bryant had the sex with.
And you're going to do this?
Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't Welsh.
Look it.
Come on, dude. I mean, you're a grown man. You've raised kids. You've got a family. It's time for you to say, I'm not going to do this. You can't sue people for losing a bet on something that is so ridiculous, it's out of this world.
Well, if you shake hands with a guy, don't you have to do it?
Look it. If the guy, you know, the guy wants you to go to a party in a skirt, I bet you anything if you called him up and said, look, dude, you're not really serious, he'd probably say, no, I'm not.
Well, then how come he called my house this morning and said, you know, I'm going to bend you over a chair and all that stuff?
So you're really going to do this?
All I'm saying is, my son calls me up and says, what color panties are you wearing? My daughter says she's got her. My daughter told me she'd hem the skirt on my costume.
Well, maybe your kids are trying to tell you that you need to tell this guy that, hey, I'm better than that, and I'm not going to do this.
Oh, great. Now I welch it on bets. I'll never be able to place another bet in this town. You know
that.
Well,
then don't place another bet.
Wait a minute.
What it is.
Wait a minute. You telling me no bookie is going to take your money because some guy, you won't get into a dress for a guy?
Who cares about a bookie taking my money, man?
Word spreads.
Yeah.
Who cares about a bookie taking my money? I'm going to watch the game for what it is.
I got $120,000 that I've given to bookmakers because the Cubs are liars.
So whose fault is that? Is that
the Cubs'
fault that you lost all that money?
Yes, sir, because after a while, oh, are you kidding me? Are you trying to tell me they don't think they're going to win?
All right. Look, Rod, thank you for your call. Clearly, the question here is, among many questions, were you humiliated by Kobe Bryant because you had to get into a dress or something? And the $120,000 you wager on the Cubs, you've lost. Clearly the question is, are you a fool for betting on the Cubs, or are the Cubs truly culpable here?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't know what any of that meant that you just said. All I know is that the Cubs owe me, and they owe me big. And
all right, well, never mind then. Let me go over to Chris. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Yes, sir.
This is Chris from Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, are you a true Cubs fan, you say?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm a Cubs fan.
You're a Cubs fan?
Yeah.
I'm from Detroit. I'm a Detroit Tigers fan.
Whatever.
You know
the
Tigers' record this year,
by the
right?
way, it's called Detroit, not Detroit.
Jeez. It's Detroit. I'm from Detroit.
No, dude.
That's where I'm from. I'm right there right now.
Are you black?
No, I'm not black.
Then
it doesn't matter if I'm black or white, man. I'm talking about
Detroit.
Baseball right now.
You don't call it Detroit. You call it Detroit.
Well, yeah, forget about
it. Detroit. Whatever, man. But look, I'm a Tigers fan.
Nice for
you. And
you
know their record this year, right?
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, they were horrible. I'm not suing anybody because I'm a true fan.
Well, but if you want to be stupid, that's your problem.
Because I knew they weren't going to be that good, I didn't choose to go and blow all my money on them.
Hey, let me ask something. Do you like Ted Nugent? Do you like Ted Nugent?
Yeah, I like Ted Nugent.
Okay, because he's from around there, ain't he?
He's from around there.
Yeah, because the song that I remembered from him so very deeply, give me Cat Scratch Fever. No. You know that song?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy, Hutchins, calls me up, says I got to get into a dress, I got to get into pumps and a purse. And he starts going, you give me Cat Scratch Fever. And my son's standing there. I just wanted to cry.
Well, you know what, man? You made the bet. I don't care if you thought the Cubbies were going to win or not.
Don't you think you should sue the Tigers because they're a pack of lying, no-good pieces of crap telling you to go after their ball games? They stink.
No, because I choose to go and I choose to watch the games because I'm a fan of baseball and I'm a fan of the Tigers.
Well, Hutchins said he's going to put an eggplant in his pants as part of his costume, and I'm doomed to take an eggplant because of the friggin' Cubs.
Well, no, you're doomed because you chose to make a stupid
bet.
1-800-449-8686,
1-800-449-8686. It's me, Phil Henry.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You are at the bus station, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why?
I just wanted to clear my head. I want to get away. Well, you got a man calling up your home saying, you know, here's Kobe and everything like that. Stop running.
Is that him now?
Yeah, he's here. What do you want? Let's go home. No, I'm not coming with you.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, sir. Damon?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm just laughing. This guy's going to ruin the sports entertainment business. I mean, he's going to sue every team that ever loses. They need to put disclaimers on all the tickets.
There is precedent. There are people who are suing professional sports franchises because they are not giving a proper return. Keep in mind that these ball clubs are subsidized in many instances by tax money.
Well, this is just an entertainment business, and that's part of the rivalry of the sports, is you and the other guy, you both say you're great. Who's going to be great? Well, whoever wins. And what is your concept of good or great? If I say I'm great, I might think I'm great. Doesn't mean you think I'm great.
Okay, this guy Hutchins has followed me to the bus station because he wants me to get a skirt on.
You deserve to wear a skirt. You made a lousy bet. You need to stick to it and then never bet again and quit watching sports. Sounds like you need to start watching figure skating, something that you don't have to worry about the competition level too much.
So there you go. You're calling me gay, too.
Well,
I know. Right. I don't know what
this
you think.
This is the best entertainment I've heard on a radio show. I can't believe you're serious.
Man, you got to sue for $200 million. There isn't going to be a jury in the world that's going to give you they may.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They may not give me $200 million. They may give me $50 million. But the point is, come on, Steve, leave me alone.
The sad part is they're probably going to pay him off early anyway just to keep him to shut his mouth.
Well, that's the part that I don't like. It'll be a courthouse step lawyering where they'll give you a few million.
Wait a minute. This is a class action suit. Leave me alone, Roy. This is a class action suit representing Cub fans everywhere. Don't ever cut your ass.
Now I'm a Cubs fan. I want to fight for that fight as well then.
Yeah, okay, see how honest you are? You aren't honest at all. I'm the guy that's...
Hey, I watch the Cubs. I like Sammy Sosa. Hey, just like everybody else. I bet some money on him. I lost $20. You going to reimburse me?
I've lost $120,000, and I'm the guy that's having to get into a skirt.
You might need to go see a psychiatrist is what you probably need.
Why do you say...
But Mr. Bozell, you were obsessing over something. Are you telling me this guy followed you to the airport?
I'm at a bus station. He's here. What do you want? He says that my wife wants me to come home.
What are you running away?
Hey, while you're at it, see your kid, too, for defamation of character. They're embarrassing you.
Okay. Do you have kids?
I do have kids.
Yeah? Do you love them? Why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing? You've got to be kidding me.
Mr. Bozell, sir.
Why are you laughing at me?
Mr. Bozell, if you want your children to be proud of you...
Look at that. He's got a Kobe jersey on and an eggplant hanging out of his pants.
If you want your children to be proud of you, then you need to act like a man.
Well, this guy says that I deserve to wear a skirt.
Not only do you deserve to wear a skirt, but you need to take pictures and send them out to all your friends.
Say that again, sir.
They need to take pictures of him wearing the skirt and send it out to all his friends.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot, Damon.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, I got the panties, okay? Now leave me alone.
Get rid of this guy. Get rid of him before we're all infected with whatever he's got. Steve Bozell suing the Cubs for $200 million. You know what? I thought it was a pretty good idea, the $200 million. And then I heard that he wanted to also sue his neighbor for making him wear panties and Kobe for dragging him into Kobe's life. By the way, right now, as I say, we may be on tape delay some places. It's 4-0 Red Sox over the Yankees. Ha, ha, ha! It'll be a delight to see the Sox go down to the Marlins. Because you know that's coming, don't you? I'd like to see the Sox get in the series just to see them lose 4 straight to Florida. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. One 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't know if you missed it, but yesterday we had a historical show in which my program director, David G. Hall, came on the air with me and asked me to stop talking about sports negatively. As you know, I have campaigned against criminal and immoral athletes in professional sports. He doesn't want me to do it anymore because he says a lot of people are losing money on games they're betting because I'm making the players nervous. In fact, he insisted that I stop because he's losing money.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Does David G. Hall have a boss above him? If he does, I hope the man calls the station tonight and fires the ass because he is talking way out of line. He should not talk to you this way, and he should not be censoring you.
All right, Libby, can I ask you to watch your language?
Yeah, thank you. If you hadn't said something, I would. Look at the gun.
I still think he should be fired. I don't think he should have a job come tomorrow morning.
Why should I be fired? Because Henry made
because
me bet on the Yankees?
You are making an idiot of yourself. You're scolding a person on the air. If you want to have this conversation, it should be in person and not on the air.
I asked him if he wanted to have it in private, and he said, no, let's go ahead and talk about it on the air.
Well, it just shows how stupid you really are, because there's no way he should be responsible for your gambling debts. And as far as insulting your audience and saying that we subsidize our income by gambling, I'm sorry, I'm more intelligent than that. I learned a long time ago, you don't gamble. A gamble is exactly what it means. You have money to lose, and if you lose, that's part of gambling.
Hold on for a minute. Hey, how do you feel better? I mean,
David, what the lady said makes a lot of sense.
Really? You've never played bingo, huh, Libby?
Oh, yes, but I don't gamble with money that I don't have to lose.
You gamble? That's what bingo is. It's gambling. Hey,
well, I got news for you.
What
Phil Hendry says has no bearing on it. I'm sure he really affected Brett Favre last Sunday in the Packer game, and the Packers were sure of the ones the favorite to win, weren't they?
Tell me the truth. You lost your teeth in that Tampa game, didn't you?
No, I didn't lose any money on the Packer game because I'm smart enough not to play a bet on NFL games.
You lost your teeth in the Tampa game.
No, I didn't even watch the stupid game.
Which game did you watch, the Packer game?
I lost
500 fish on that game too.
Well, that's fine. That's part of being sports. You lose some, you win some.
You know the difference between a Lexus and a Pinto? That's what gambling can do. You're either driving a Lexus or a Pinto. And I was driving a Lexus.
Well, I tell you what, I'll take my Chevy Suburban any day, so I don't have to drive your Lexus or your Pinto. I earn my money and I pay for what I have, and I don't depend on gambling to support anything.
All right, I can prove that you're lying to me. What city do you live in?
I live in Madison, Wisconsin.
There it is, right there. What did I say? Rural whites.
Madison, Wisconsin ain't rural. Madison, Wisconsin is a city. There's.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess, technically. How far between two cities?
All right, look, if this lady...
I still think David G. Hall needs to be fired, and I think his superiors should do it on the air so that everybody knows that he's gone.
All right, they can fire me, but I want Phil Hendry to apologize to Warren Sapp right now, or he has to cut me a check for $1,500.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he has his opinion, and I'm sure Mr. Sapp could care less what his opinion is.
I'm out $1,500. Now, apologize.
David, I am not going to give...
You lost $1,500. So what?
Ma'am,
If you don't have $1,500 to lose, you should have bet.
Look at this. 7-6 Boston. God, I hate them.
Well, I got news for you. I hate your attitude tonight. Yeah, I tell you this much.
You're driving a Ford 150 with the bumpers held on with duct tape, so don't BS me with your Suburban.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
And David's still losing his shorts. Boston 4, Yankees nothing. Shorts, underwear, everything, man. Taking it square. Taking it like a man. Boston 4, Yanks zip. Baston goes to the series, and those bastards will lose to the Marlins. How about them apples? I know we have listeners in New England. I love you all, but come on. Sox will find a way. They'll find a way like the Cubs do to lose. And I said, and I told you I'd give you the reason why the Cubs lose and what they need to do. Now, let's see. I did it already. Let's see, 5, 6, 8, 9. I'll give it to you. And here it is. The Cubbies need to bulldoze Wrigley Field, and the Sox need to bulldoze Fenway Park, and get into the 23rd century, get some luxury boxes, get some multi-level food courts, get some cannons that go off. Let's go, baby, let's go. Who are you guys kidding with those 25,000-seat stadiums? And the green monster doesn't scare anybody, okay? The only thing it scares is the guy, that the Red Sox player that's got to play out under it. And for all of the Ted Williams of the world, you guys have got to get into a World Series. You got to get rid of that green monster. Bulldoze that thing and build a big, multi-purpose, multi-million dollar stadium somewhere out in the middle of the sticks in New England, just the way the Patriots did. And don't tell me the Sox don't have the money for it. Or is that the reason why they keep rolling over for the Yankees, rolling over and just putting a pillow under their waist for the Yankees? Because they ain't got the money? Right now, though, they're doing a good job, and we'll see them in the World Series against the Florida Marlins. And, of course, the Marlins will beat them. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, by the way, that was me doing the voice of David Hall and was also me doing the voice there of Steve Bozell. And the people that call are real, unprompted, unpaid people who believe this to be a completely bona fide radio show. And in many ways, our show is realer and more honest than any on the air. You know why? Because we say it's a joke. Everybody else wants you to think it's for real until they get caught with 2 feet in their mouth. And then they say, oh, well, you know, we were just kidding. Coming soon, the death of the Phil Hendry Show. I hope you'll be here for it. No, The Death of Talk Radio is our new 2003 CD. The Best of CD earns money for My Friend's Place. All the money that we raise through the sale of My Friend's Place CD goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We don't get any money. 100% of the proceeds after we pay for the production cost of the CD. But then the production house gets that money. Once they duplicate the CD for us, we pay them off, and all the money extra over the top of that goes directly to My Friend's Place. It's a great charity. It's a great group of people. They're in Hollywood, California. They service homeless and street kids in Hollywood. Most of these kids come from all over the country, from all over the United States and Canada. They come out to Hollywood. They want to be big. I guess they want to make it on a CBS Movie of the Week or something, and, you know, it don't quite work out. So whatever you can afford, we really appreciate that. But don't be too cheap. All right, thank you. And like I said, even if you don't like our show, and by the way, this year our CD is yet again a double CD, and it's our best ever. And Mark has just put the finishing touches on it. We've got the artwork in production, and this baby will be ready, I figure, in about 4 weeks. And it's another double CD for the same price as the single went 2 years ago. So I think, you know, the material is so fantastic on this show now that we can do double CDs. Year in, year out, over and over and over and over again. And then we're going to come out with a video next year, and it'll just be me lounging around my home. It'll be a tour of my house. And there's a home run by the Yankees, and so it's 4-1 Boston. Okay, Yanks, way to come back. Speaking of movies and the Cubs and baseball and all of this BS you guys have been listening to, oh, first let me do this. Silicone breast implants are back. Yes, ladies? You remember when the FDA and Sally Kirkland and all these people were saying that silicone was causing all kinds of creeping disease in women? Well, guess what? It ain't. And they're coming back. Now, you know the silicone breast implant. They look so real. And they're on their way back. I want to say this, and I just, it's kind of tough for me to say this to ladies, because women are very, you know, it's important for a woman to, you know, her looks are important, and looks are important to men. You know how bad a bad toupee looks on a guy's head? That's how bad a bad breast job looks. Do you know how you kind of snicker when you see a guy's bad toupee? That's how some guys kind of roll their eyes when they see Miss Missile Breast. Miss Volleyball Breast, you know. Also, men need to know this, and I'm going to be very delicate. When a woman gets a breast job like that, the sensitivity is all gone. It is no longer an erogenous zone. So you can do whatever you want, pal, and think that it's turning her on. It ain't. She's being patient with you. When a breast job, when two boobs look like a couple of midget heads stuffed in your shirt, it's a bad boob job. Like punching, maybe you could use them as punching bags, I don't know. So the sensitivity is gone. There's no reciprocal pleasure. What's the point? And plus, it feels like, what? Like a couple of freaking softballs, man. Like, huh? Like a Stretch Armstrong doll. Yes, Stretch Armstrong doll. So please, please, please. Now, anyway, here's the great hypocrisy and the humor of all of this. The silicone breast implants. They're coming back after an 11-year ban. The United States FDA. Now, you guys that don't think this is interesting at all, you really need to know this, because if your wife wants to go out and get a breast job, I mean, you may want to shop and compare. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, believe me, if we have any listening, you know, if you're going to get a breast job, get the one that Chris's wife got. Now, anyway, I'm kidding. I don't mean any disrespect, Chris. You like it, don't you? All right. They rock, he says. They feel like rocks. Okay, good. The United States FDA got it wrong because there was a panic. They panicked about these breast implants. Now, guess what they're saying? Hey, I know. We are going to track every woman with a breast implant from silicone, and we'll make sure that she stays healthy, because God forbid that these women come down with diseases as the result of these breast implants. So we're going to track them, and you guys that produce these silicone breast implants, brother, you better just watch your step. By the way, Philip Morris, nice job this year, another $200 billion. Now, as I was saying, we're going to track the health of people. Hey, how about tracking my health, man? I've been smoking since I was 14. Oh, you ain't tracking that? Oh, okay. By the way, ladies, go to a female doctor, get saline implants, and get them huge. Your husband will love you. You'll never regret it. Forget silicone. And these male plastic surgeons, my understanding is most of them are gay. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. So, Fan Interference is a movie that is coming out, and this is going to be, can you believe this, man? Not 24 hours, going to come out with a movie about that poor schlub that interfered with the ball. Kevin James is going to be the guy in this flick. You know, the guy that's on that show? What's it called? King of Queens. Variety said it would tell the story of a fan who screws up an easy out and then has to deal with the ramifications. In the eighth inning of Tuesday's game, as you know, Steve Bartman, some poor clown, he hit the ball and, you know, whatever. Cub players and baseball. The fans think that it's what caused, I told you what caused the Cubs to go south. Anyway, Revolution Studios has accepted a pitch for a movie tentatively titled Fan Interference. So who knows? It might be good. It might be lousy. Here's the thing. It's going to be on CBS, so most likely it'll be lousy. Now, on the other side of the ledger, there's a movie coming out about the Jason Blair, that clown, that writer. And I said, well, who cares, until Chris told me it's going to be on Showtime. Now, that's what I call a TV movie. No commercials, and you're having a blast. There's nudity, and they can say poo-poo and da-da, and they can say all the bad words. They can say tinkle. So I'm going to watch that. Forget about you, CBS. Until you start really stretching the limits and saying tinkle on the air, you can kiss my tinkle. Email address, phs@philhenryshow.com, phs@philhenryshow.com.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.